Well, it is a festival of footy in SA on the line, former Crow Premiership player. A lot of people forget that. I don't. Seven commentator, loved by all, Abby Holmes. Abby, welcome.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Now, have you been swept up like me in this footy festival?
Absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it? And, you know, obviously I love coming back to Adelaide, to SA, being an Adelaide girl originally, but to get back here and have the entire football world descend from South Australia this morning, I was up and about, the weather's been perfect, so the footy festival was pumping from the wee hours of this morning, and I've been to Rundle Mall, I've been everywhere, and it's just so nice to see, you know, every single club is represented on scarves, on hats, in guernseys, so yeah, it's a really special weekend to be a part of.
You were part of the Seven broadcast last night for the Crows, my beloved Crows. What's wrong? What did you see? What's your assessment?
Look, in my heart, I really wanted the Crows to win last night, once again, being an Adelaide supporter, so I'm with you there. But, look, I think just some of the basic fundamentals that, you know, they were so impressive last year with their skills. They were so slick, you know, their speed, their transition. And that's probably where things have been breaking down for them, is that kind of centre forward aspect of their game, but also just the skills. Like, I have never seen them in the last couple of years miss as many kicks as what they are at the moment. So there were certainly patches last night, and Nixie said in his press conference he was happy with, you know, their system, and it got back to a level that they certainly expect of themselves. But, yeah, unfortunately, they're just not where we saw them last year. And I was really bullish on the Crows heading into this season. So a 0-4 start, it is not impossible. But, yeah, it's certainly not a great place to be.
Yeah, a bit of reality's hit just as North Melbourne kicked their third goal. Brisbane 10-6 to 3-1. We'll call the second half here, Abby. What about tonight? Can Port beat Essendon?
Yeah, I think so. And Port Adelaide have had the upper hand against the Bombers, what, since 2018, I think, was Essendon's last win against Port. They've won seven in a row. So, but if the last two encounters are anything to go by, we're in for an absolute cracker at Adelaide Oval tonight. The last two games have been a combined total of 9 points, and one of them was a kick after the siren of Dan Houston. So I've got my fingers crossed that we have another one of those electric finishes here at Adelaide Oval. But I certainly do think that Port Adelaide can get the 4 points tonight, and I'm pumped to see Mitch Georgiades back in the team. Game 50 for him tonight. It's been, 349 days since his last taste of AFL footy. So hopefully he can come out, sit on a few heads and kick some goals.
Oh, beautifully said. Dan Houston's 150th as well. Wonder if he could do it again and kick a goal after the siren. Now, you strike me as being more of a Norwood Parade food and wine kind of girl rather than an Elder Park zipline type. What are you doing tonight? Where will we see you, Abby?
Oh, well, I'll be on the boundary for Channel 7 tonight. So,
oh, there you go.
but over the weekend, I can't wait. Norwood Food and Wine.
Yeah,
what a great time it is in South Australia. There is so much going on. You know, my mum is actually coming down from Darwin, and we've got a big birthday lunch for her tomorrow. So we're heading up to the Crayfords Hotel. It's her 60th, so I'll give mum a bit of a shout out. She's, got a big milestone tomorrow, so it's awesome that I can obviously come here for lots of hard work, but at the same time, get some quality family time as well.
Well done. Keep lighting up the Seven broadcast, Abby. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Always good to chat.